It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Well, I suppose I could, but yeah, he'll have to have access to your website. Do you mean your, where's your technician? I've got to run because I'm going to go live here in a second, okay? So, yeah, so okay. We'll talk about it later, okay?
Okay.
It's cancellation day. Yes, the big adios is just a few hours away.
And I just spoke to Jonathan Gray on that number we sent over here to Tomas, so we should be able to connect. That should work going to New Zealand. I just spoke to him just like 1 minute ago. He's on every second Wednesday, and when we connect with Jonathan, he's the most advanced ancient Christian archaeologist in the world. There's many colleagues he's worked with in the past, and he conveys some of their research data over and over again with people. So that's available right now. In fact, if we have to, I'll connect again by my phone because I know it works. That phone number to New Zealand. Skype is somehow not working to New Zealand. I don't know what's going on there. It doesn't work very well. It used to work well. And maybe we'll see if it can work again. He has a Shores NZ kind of like is a Skype address. But I don't think that's working. So what we want to talk about today is usually some major stories about archaeology that proves the Bible is real, that the author was God through the proxies of the ancient prophets from Moses, wrote the Pentateuch, and the ancient major and minor prophets of the Old Testament, including Habakkuk the cook. And then some of the quotes I have from some of these minor prophets is quite amazing, that said, that he who reads this on tables of stone, run with it. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to run with the truth of the Bible, which is looks beyond time and space to the eternal. The eternal is present every day of life. So we do now have Jonathan. So Jonathan, let's roll. Jonathan, we're all set. I can hear a ringing sound, so I know it says we're ready. So, Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, wonderful. We have connection now. What topics do you want to cover today in the show?
Well, I thought it might be a good one because there's so many people now who are disillusioned with evolution and they're looking at aliens as being the creators of mankind. We could look at the alien subject and show what it really is.
Yeah, let's get into that, because I keep on even getting calls of people who want to be interviewed on my show that are, including, by the way, the Vatican. The Vatican has made a statement from the Vatican office and this current pope, this Jesuit, that supports the alien agenda of genetic upgrading of the human race. It's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, very bizarre indeed. But we can prove who the so-called aliens really are quite easily.
Well, they're basically lying druid Satanists that want you to believe that other than the Creator, God created mankind, right?
That's right. That's what they want.
Yeah. So please give us your analysis of it, because these yahoos are out there confusing the public. And, of course, they want to dissect away the idea that we're created in the image of the Creator God, that we have a destiny as the bride of God, that we are to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, to be leading us to do good, to do God. I call it, and add an extra O. So let's go through your analysis, please.
Yes. Okay. Now, certainly the extraterrestrial, we're online, are we?
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, okay. We're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the findings of numerous researchers boil down to this fact, that in all the millions of sightings of UFOs, there's never been any radar detection of a UFO coming into our atmosphere from outer space. The ETs appear quite able to breathe in Earth's atmosphere without respiratory equipment, and although fired upon many times by Russian and Canadian and American pilots, never has a UFO ever been brought down. And interestingly, and startlingly I should say, no UFOs seen at different times ever look exactly alike.
Right.
Now, these observations would suggest that, firstly, they're here, emanating apparently from our own planet Earth. And secondly, although visible, they may not be physical entities. They appear to be not bound by the same material physical laws as we are here on Earth.
Right, including the rapidly changing direction, which would rip our head off or our legs. So, in other words, we're dealing with something that defies the normal laws of physics of our dimension.
Very different, yes. Now, they can materialize and dematerialize.
Right.
They can change shape. They can just melt away. And they can, two distinctly different UFOs hovering in a clear sky will converge and eventually merge into one object.
Mm-hmm.
And these are types of psychic phenomena that are confronting us in the UFO mystery. Now, interesting thing. The weight of evidence suggests that these are paramountly not physical but spiritual interdimensional manifestations.
Right.
Now, then we might ask, then, what about seeming traces of physical landings?
Right.
An engineer with an understanding of physics will find no problem with that. They could be explained by as manipulation of mass and energy.
Right.
And not only that, but many UFO demonstrate the ability to make 90-degree turns at impossible speeds, as well as other maneuvers which are considered impossible in the physical realm.
Right.
And so we might well ask this question, could it be that one needs to wear spiritual glasses to understand what's going on here,
right,
to understand who these entities are and what is motivating them? This becomes a very intriguing subject.
Right. So in other words, they're not extraterrestrials or interterrestrials. In other words, they're demonic entities that are manifesting as extraterrestrials and extra-dimensional beings to manipulate the psyche and change the eschatological viewpoint, the eternal viewpoint of mankind, to not understand that the Creator God, who is beyond space, time, and dimensions, is the ultimate Creator and not these demonic entities that so-called upgraded the genetics of a lower species of great ape, you know, like the Planet of the Apes converted into the Planet of Humans.
Yes.
Theory, which is not supported by even genetics. There's no genetic support because the eccentric centromere and the number of chromosomes and 23 genes that are not common to other great or minor apes or even orangutans is present. So people need to understand we're not genetically related to the so-called great apes, are we?
That's right. Not at all.
And these are just genetic facts. I mean, I got to learn them in medical school. It had nothing to do with Christianity or eschatology or anything.
No. Now, it's very, very interesting that aliens seem to have an agenda. They're very much against Christianity. The so-called aliens, when they appear and talk about things, they tell their stories, they're against Christianity and they're for the psychic realm. And they seem to all be of the same common obsession. I should say this, and I'll do it by asking a question.
Right.
Is it that they do not have to fly here? They're already here, of course.
Right.
The thought may be startling to some people, but the increasing evidence suggests that they are emanating from our own planet Earth, as you mentioned, Dr.
Right,
Bill.
They're in a parallel dimension. In other words, we're in the dimension of entropy, where energy and mass changes and things and time exists. And they exist in what's called the dimension of consciousness, or negentropy, where the spirit realms of the demonic entities include the incubi and succubi and demon himself, Satan, who's a prince of the power of the air. The power of the air is the air of consciousness, and that's where he resides and his power seat is from.
Yes, that's right.
Does that make sense?
Makes
and he was cast into the third realm, which is the eternal realm. He no longer exists in the eternal realm with God. He exists in a realm that's between the realm of entropy, which is where we exist, and the negentropic realm of consciousness, which is why he uses consciousness and manipulation of reality in order to manipulate the people. In fact, Satan can't even destroy anything. It's the destroyer is God. Once you get out of relationship with God, God's grace ends and judgment starts. People misjudge him and think that Satan's somehow co-equal with God. He's not. He's a minor aggravator of God, and God allows him to permit so people can make a fair judgment rather than being forced to do what God's will is. So people, God is a gentleman, if you want to call it, allowing us to have free will. Without free will, we can't be willingly sons and daughters of the Most High God. And the existence of Lucifer is to allow that free will to exist.
Yes.
Right?
Now, we have in Scripture, actually, the story of a rebellion.
Right.
A rebellion by Lucifer, who became Satan.
Right.
The rebel. And he wanted to be like God. He wanted worship as God was being worshipped.
Right.
And so he started telling lies and raising doubts about the character and the goodness of God. And ultimately, this broke out into open rebellion. And he was cast out of his home, but he made a beeline for, with those that supported him, he made a beeline for planet Earth. And he took over by tricking our first parents. And now he is called the prince of this world. And he claims that this is his territory, this is his kingdom. And this, of course, makes a lot of sense when you consider the evil in the world. The fact is that the greatest leaders of this world today are committing the most outrageous crimes against humanity because they're fulfilling his agenda.
Right, and they're not just greedy, by the way. They're not just greedy or sexually perverted. They're doing evil because they get glory from evil. It's an astral sacrifice, isn't it? Please continue.
Yes, that is right. Now, although normally invisible to us, these other forces behind the evil in the world, interdimensional beings, are indeed here with us, and they're intensely active. And so we have two sides, the messengers of light from God himself and the messengers of Lucifer, and they're engaged in a relentless conflict, and they're in a tug of war for every person on earth.
Right.
And the scripture says we're not struggling against people made with flesh and blood. We're struggling against persons without bodies, evil rulers of the unseen world who are behind the evil.
Yeah, exactly. So when we're dealing with people like Vladimir Putin or some of the Democrats that are planning on socialism and baby killing at or even after delivery, we're not just dealing with, you know, greedy humans. We're dealing with people who are indwelt by demonic entities or influenced by demonic ideas that are implanted in their heads.
Precisely. Yes. We're not up against human enemies, but we have opponents who are not human, spirit entities, diabolical and powerful. And these malicious spirits are in rebellion against the Supreme One, our Creator. And
right.
They've brought their rebellion to this planet. Now, in mercy, their forms are beyond the light spectrum so that we are not able to see them normally. Yet, nevertheless, they're here by condensation, which is capable of visibility, and in spiritualistic seances, this occurs. Now, Lucifer and his gang can materialize like physical form.
Right.
And interact with our dimension. They are as real as you and I are. They have the consciousness and personality just as we do. And this earth has become the theater of a drawn-out, incessant battle with these hijackers. And these are our so-called aliens.
Yeah.
Now, it's of the utmost importance to recognize that when Lucifer overcame our first parents, the Creator immediately quarantined sin. It was isolated to planet Earth.
Right.
And this cut off all contact between our planet and the other galaxies and the Earth until the Earth could be restored. And this means that rebellion could not be allowed to infect the rest of the universe.
That's amazing.
And the Bible does infer that outside of planet Earth, the sin thing does not exist. No other planet in the universe is contaminated as we are by the rebellion.
Wow, that's amazing. Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Jonathan Gray. BeforeUs.com is the website, BeforeUs.com. do get those videos and material. It's essential for your spiritual truth.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and we have Jonathan here. Jonathan, this is an important statement you made. Please continue.
Right. The living beings on other planets are beautiful, pure, perfect, radiant beings. They're clothed in garments of light, and they're tall and majestic compared with us. There's peace throughout the universe. Only on this Earth is there found war, envy, and conflict. Now, you just compare this with what the so-called ETs look, say, and do. And it becomes clear that ETs are not, cannot be, from other planets, as they're claiming.
Right.
Now, we did raise the matter earlier, but it does bear repeating. Because Lucifer claimed he could set up a better king government than God's, such a demonstration needs time for its results to be evident to the watching universe. And God, in giving Lucifer, that's Satan, the freedom to prove his character, and then, by contrast, demonstrating his own matchless love in stepping down to become one with us and then rescue us, the truth will ultimately become evident with all. Now, when the rebellion began, it had seemed incredible that the sin virus could be so dangerous, as God said it was. It would take time for Lucifer's group to be discredited. But as the universe proceeded to watch the centuries of hatred, heartache, and death on planet Earth, they would begin to understand. They would watch Lucifer's kingdom in operation, and they would see the Creator's eventual rescue bid. But nevertheless, it would take a whole long series of events to be enacted out before God's love for his creatures could be vindicated. So Earth has become a lesson book to the universe concerning this sin thing and where it's going to lead. The theatre, you might say, where the drama was to be acted out scene by scene, and we're part of it. And as Shakespeare himself perceived, he said, all the world is a stage and men are only players. And to let it play out its course was the only way the lesson could be learned by the universe. So God's hands-off strategy to allow Lucifer freedom to discredit himself will ultimately be seen as the wisest. He will not intervene in our lives without our permission. And that's why prayer, of course, is granted to us, the privilege of praying to God and giving him permission, legal permission, to intervene in our lives when we're under attack. Now, when things go wrong, we judge things by the short term, don't we?
Right.
Isn't it a common sense, a common knee-jerk reaction to blame God for all the wrong that goes on? But listen, if your dog bit you, would you kick your wife?
No.
Of course not. Then why don't we stop blaming God for the world's problems? Let's be fair. Place the blame where it belongs. And as we'll discover today, there may be someone else close to us trying to manipulate events in our lives, someone we might never have suspected.
Exactly.
And this is where this whole matter comes into our lives. Now, I received a newsletter the other day from a friend of mine in Dunedin, which is another city in New Zealand. He told me of a lady he knows very, very well whose boyfriend was killed in an accident. And some time passed, then late one night, the boyfriend appeared to her and said he was in heaven and that he still loved her and that And she was so overwhelmed with joy that they had sexual relations together. But if she had only known the truth, she was had by an impersonator.
Right.
And there are many astonishing tales of supernatural encounters with supposed dead loved ones. Grieving wives or husbands have had their deceased spouse talk to them in the night, and in some cases they've been that materialized and cuddled. Now,
the Bible actually makes a statement on this, doesn't it?
Who these people are.
Right. The Bible makes a clear statement on this, too. Please continue.
Yes. Now, in advance, these evil agents play the ultimate cruel trick, posing as departed loved ones to the bereaved who grope for comfort, and this gives them a direct line to the soul. Then it is but a short step to control of that person's life. And spiritism, as we call it, spiritualism, I prefer to call it spiritism, is very attractive because it promises knowledge of the future and communications with dead loved ones. And today, countless messages from the spirit realm are accepted simply because they contain information that supposedly no one else but the loved one would know.
Right.
But I'd like to ask a question. If anyone feels that they're being visited by a dead loved one, I'd like to ask, are you sure that nobody else knows those family secrets? If evil spirits are out of sight but observing us all the time, don't you suppose they know as much as we do about the family matters?
Right.
And when the medium at a seance enters a trance, a control spirit takes over and allegedly introduces the spirit of a dead person. Now, I had a grandfather who was a spiritist for many years before he really woke up to the truth of it. He was a doctor in Sydney, Australia, and he used to hold seances in the Sydney Town Hall at which supposed dead people appeared.
Wow.
Now, in reality, the unseen visitor is a familiar spirit who intimately knows the dead person. And
wow.
Apparently, these familiar spirits accompany a person through life, becoming so well acquainted that they can convincingly imitate the dead person's mannerisms and knowledge and personal details when called upon at a seance. And in this way, even close relatives are tricked into believing they're hearing their dead loved one. Now, if these spirits are willing to lie, as psychics themselves do admit, the spirits can tell them lies, they have all the cards, shrewdness, convincing information, a willingness to lie, and the advantage of being invisible. But by revealing hidden things of the past, the spirit inspires confidence in the power to foretell things to come. And thousands of people today, many of them unwittingly, are playing games with the perpetrators of a giant cosmic hoax.
Wow.
Now, I know of an American soldier who was reported killed in Vietnam. His grieving mother was told by a friend that if she came along to their meeting, she would meet her dead son.
Wow.
Well, at the meeting, her friend was proved right. When the dead son appeared before his emotional and happy mother, and they hugged and they kissed and told each other how much they loved one another, and then the son said, "I must now return to heaven." The mother went home that night, the happiest mother in the whole of North America, and sometime later she answered a knock on the door. When she opened the door, here was her son, dressed
wow.
in his military uniform. He had just returned unexpectedly from captivity. He had been rescued in Vietnam.
Wow.
And what a shock. He hadn't been dead at all. And the son explained how the group had been cut off by the Viet Cong and captured, and the United States Army had reported them dead. But now they'd been found, rescued and given an immediate pass to come home.
Amazing.
But the mother then said to her son, well, who was this? Who was it that I hugged and kissed down in the local charismatic church? Who was that non-human being who resembled him in every minute detail, from the smile, the dimple, even the voice? Certainly it was not her son. Her son was still alive. If only the mother had acquainted herself with the Bible, she would have been able to be alert to the deception, where the scripture says the dead know not anything, and they cannot come back to their house, neither shall their place know them anymore. Now, that's what God tells us. Yeah. He warns us about this.
In other words, he's saying when someone's dead, they stay in heaven. They don't come back to earth to visit or do other things. In fact, hauntings are all demonic entities trying to simulate individuals who did exist, but they're not the individual that's stuck here in this realm, are they?
That's exactly right. Not at all. Now, this is going on all the time. These unseen powers behind the scenes, they are using trickery to overcome and control people's lives.
Wow.
Now, an important question. What evidence is there that spiritism has anything to do with the alien phenomena and with the present world events? Well, the evidence is shocking. Okay. Now, it's going to take a bit of time for me to present this evidence, but it's absolutely astonishing evidence. Now, we know the term modus operandi. That's a term understood by police detectives who are tracking down a serial killer.
Exactly.
And to identify the guilty one, they will assemble clues which indicate a pattern of behavior. It's a procedure that often enables them to identify their man. Now, I'll give you an example. A man called Edward Gain, his modus operandi was to skin his victims, exhume corpses, and decorate his home with parts of the victims' bodies. And human skin was used to make dustbins, furniture, and even clothes. And Ted Bundy had a unique modus operandi in luring his victims. He would drink alcohol before approaching potential victims, even in a crowd or in broad daylight. He had gained their trust by faking an injury with his arm in a fake cast or a sling. He would at times act as a policeman or fire department personnel. After luring victims to his car, he would hit them on the head with a crowbar. He then raped and assaulted them sexually before strangling and mutilating them. And another man, Wayne Gunny, lured his victims into handcuffs in the presence of showing them a pair of trick handcuffs he used in his clown act. He'd then dare the youth to free themselves. And once the boys were handcuffed, he would either, he would attack them. And each man's unique pattern of behavior enabled each of these monsters to be identified in court. Now, let's become detectives today. We shall fit into place some patterns of behavior that will enable us to identify the UFO aliens beyond any reasonable doubt. And we might ask, well, why is this so important? The answer is because our so-called aliens are not what they claim, but are members of the Lucifer mob, the invisible rulers of this world and the emerging New World Order. And we need to know this. It's very important. Our future is wrapped up in it. So let's have a look at some of these links while we're talking today. There's a confirmed connection between UFO occupants conversing with men and the various experiences associated with modern Satanism and the occult. Now,
keep that thought. We're going to be going to a break for a few minutes. 4 minutes. We'll be right back with Jonathan. do listen up very carefully, because what he's laying out is biblical facts, historical documents, and stories that will explain the truth. Back in a moment. BeforeUs.com is the website. Do purchase your books and videos there. Extremely important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and an amazing discussion today. I think this is really essential stuff, because there's a lot of confusion out there. A lot of young people are going off into alternative eschatology and viewpoint. The Christian church is lost in space. The people in general basically are not using logic and common sense and don't even read their Bible and properly interpret it. Please continue, Jonathan.
Right. Now, interestingly, a television program called Inside Edition aired a story about six people, five men and a woman, who were in the United States Air Force stationed in Germany. And they were there to gather highly secret information for the Air Force. Then one day they suddenly disappeared. An all-points bulletin was issued to find them, capture them, and return them to the Air Force authorities. And should they resist arrest, they were to be exterminated. Well, they were finally found in Florida, in a small town near Fort Walton Beach, when one of them was stopped for a minor traffic violation. And one of the men, a USAF officer, finally consented to an interview. And he talked with Inside Edition, the investigative reporter. But he would tell only a bare minimum. However, the little he did say was most revealing, and it does support what I'm about to share with you, my contention that UFO aliens are linked with spiritism.
Right.
The six of them had been playing with a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
And this in spiritualism is a method of contact disguised as a game.
Exactly.
And the message was spelled out to them that they were to go to a certain town in Florida to meet the Christ who would be coming in a flying saucer.
You're kidding.
Well, it's interesting that witchcraft believes that the New Age Christ will come in a flying saucer.
Really?
But the connection with witchcraft is unmistakable. In Ohio, witches routinely conjure up in their covens at their meeting places spacecraft and their aliens. Every time they do this, there is a rash of UFO sightings. And the Ohio town where this occurs is known for frequent sightings of UFOs. And many photos have been taken by observers here. And the Ouija board connection is proof positive of the nature of the sources. They emanate from the same source.
Right.
Now, they have the same physical abilities, both ETs, that's the extraterrestrial so-called, and seance spirits. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples. Both UFO aliens and seance spirits appear frequently as physical beings. Both UFO aliens and seance spirits appear in any number of guises and shapes. They can create an illusion. They can manipulate vibrational frequency. And both UFO aliens and seance spirits often appear as reptiles. And many people appear and report that they've been abducted by them at certain times. There's millions of Americans who claim to have been abducted by UFO aliens. But abductees often report that aliens appear as reptiles. Significantly, this is a trademark or a symbol of Lucifer, the great dragon, the old serpent who was cast out of heaven. And Francie Steiger, first wife of well-known writer Brad Steiger, claimed that an angelic being named Keith had channeled messages through her. UFO researcher William Elner reports the same. And both UFO aliens and seance spirits visibly change shape. The spirit being can use an apparent human form to hide his true nature, and there are numerous encounters in which the spirit or alien has later changed his appearance. And some people who have been abducted by ETs have recalled how their abductors at first looked quite human, but then changed to look like humanoid reptiles, changing from one shape to another in front of their eyes. Now, both UFO aliens and seance spirits also appear as beings of light. Now, it's interesting that not only do UFOs commonly manifest as objects of light, but contactees have described some aliens as changing into beings of light, and this gave the illusion of that they were divine. Now, the name Lucifer literally means light bearer or shining one. And speaking of Lucifer, the Bible does say that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light, as do his agents. Now, this is true with regard to UFO occupants and with the appearances at spiritualistic seances. Another point, both UFO aliens and seance spirits can pass through walls. Aliens have been reported as passing through walls, just as spirits in a seance materialize through walls in a seance. But I'd like to, in the little time we may have left, I'd like to compare briefly what they're saying. What are their messages?
Right.
They have the same messages. The messages reported by numerous people from seance sessions and from UFOs are often very much the same.
Right.
Now, the first message, both UFO aliens and seance spirits say they're here to help us. They pretend to be good guys.
Right.
They say they're here to help us, and that's precisely what Lucifer did when he hijacked this planet, and he said he was here to help our first parents and get everything straight.
Right.
He cast doubt on the Creator's integrity, didn't he?
Right.
Then he told Eve that he was there to help her achieve something better.
Right, but he, in a sense, part of the definition of evil is he told basically
right.
what's often repeated is do what is right in your own eyes is the definition of good, and that is not God's definition of good, is it?
Exactly. Now, both UFO aliens and seance spirits tell us we can be as gods. Lucifer claimed to sabotage God's purposes for man.
Right.
And he told Eve, you can be like gods if you do what I tell you to do.
Right.
Now, that's the same kind of message that the UFO people are giving. Both UFO aliens and seance spirits also give identical predictions. Now, there was a prophecy made by UFO people to their abductees that a large power failure was going to take place in the northeast U.S. And sure enough, a massive power failure occurred straight after.
Right.
Well, we might ask, guess who planned the power failure and then triggered it?
Right.
And other prophecies were given with New York City to slide into the ocean on a certain date. And an interesting point here is that the prophecy was given by UFO aliens and was also given in spiritualistic seances. And sometimes the very phrases of the messages, the seance trance mediums and the automatic writers receive the same messages from spirit guides as the UFO people give, and even the phrasing is identical.
Amazing.
Now, UFO aliens and seance spirits reveal information known only to the hearer. But let's not be fooled. They know the intimate details of every one of us. Now, they have the same emotional and medical effects, both ETAs and seance spirits. They both can possess their victims. Victims of spirit possession, that's demon possession, suffer the same medical and emotional symptoms as UFO contactees suffer. Many victims of repeated abductions give themselves as completely over to their abductors and they become continually possessed. And in the New Age terminology, experiences of demon possession are styled as walk-ins. It's thought that a more evolved or ascended alien entity has literally taken over a person. And this is the same as satanic spirits possessing humans.
Exactly.
Frequently they overshadow and control people. And basically spirit entities can live within a person's physical body and sometimes speak out of it using their own voice and not the person's voice. And as far as the human is concerned, we would call this outright possession. And many of the possessed persons have no clue that this is so. However, their thoughts are the spirit's thoughts, and they act in the way that advances Lucifer's agenda without realizing it.
Yeah, they don't
and
understand
that. And
some
psychiatrists who do not especially care for spiritual realities at the personal level, yet often grudgingly acknowledge the very real possibility of demon possession in some right. patients.
So in other words, they don't discern the fact of their own demon possession, and people are into
That's
either
right.
witchcraft or alien worship. I got a call the other day from somebody who wanted me to interview somebody on ETs. Look, the ET thing is another form of demonic possession, and it's getting increasing all over the world. In fact, the amount of exorcisms going on in the Catholic Church and by Christians is increasing dramatically because the amount of demonic activity is dramatically increasing, too.
That is right. Now, it's very interesting, Dr. Bill, that both the same three words will spook them. Both UFO aliens and seance spirits are defeated by the same identical phrase when it is uttered. That is, the same three words that can stop spirit possession can also stop alien abductions. The very same three words.
Right.
And this is a powerful clue on their common identity. And the three words are, Jesus save me, at the name of Jesus. Now, my father, because my grandfather was possessed and used to run seances in the Sydney Town Hall, he wanted my father to go into practice with him, and he refused because he had accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
Right.
And one night, my mother and father were lying in bed. My father was asleep, I believe. Mother was awake. It was a moonlight night. She heard the rattle of bottles coming along the footpath outside on the street. And then she heard the gate creak open, the front gate, and then down the pathway from the gate, it sounded like somebody was walking along the pathway with a sack of bottles clanging on their back. It stopped at her open window. Then it came through the window, and the sound of bottles stopped at the foot of the bed.
Wow.
And so she shook her husband, and she said, "Wake up, Lace, wake up." Immediately, he woke up, and he felt hands gripping his neck.
Oh, my.
And these hands actually were trying to choke him. But he cried out, "Jesus, save me." He knew what he had to do, and immediately the hands departed, and that attack stopped. And the next day, the finger marks, the bruise marks, were on his neck, so it was not imagination, it was real. And I've heard of this happening to many, many people. The name of Jesus stopped Satan in his tracks. I could relate many, many stories where people have related. Even a six-year-old girl saw her mother under attack, and she cried out, "Jesus, stop Satan!" And immediately the attack on the mother stopped. The name Jesus spooked her.
If you want to get the truth, you need to listen to...
No person who uses the name Jesus gets...
Jonathan Gray's amazing website is beforeus.com. What an amazing discussion today. Hope you heard the whole truth. What you need to do now is three things. Read your Bible, pray, and then act. Act in the name of the Most High God and realize deception is increasing dramatically around the world, and it's everywhere now, especially with social media and TV and movies. People are deeper in deception now than almost any time in history. Thank you, Jonathan, for taking people out of deception with the biblical truths and stories to explain what's really going on is not extraterrestrials but interterrestrials, i.e. demons. And demonic activity under the rule of Lucifer, the god of blue light, the deceiver.
Which was most appropriate.